Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. In a bit of bad news for messaging apps, the Cyberspace Administration of China ordered Apple to remove WhatsApp, Signal, and Telegram from the Chinese App Store. Apple was also ordered to remove Meta's newest social media platform, Threads. Beijing has often viewed such platforms with caution, concerned that its citizens could use these apps to spread negative content and cause social unrest. An Apple spokesperson said, "We are obligated to follow the rules in the countries where we operate, even when we disagree." After being on sale for nearly a month, Meta announced Thursday that it is making the $199 price of the Meta Quest 2 permanent. This is half the price of the virtual reality headset when it debuted back in 2020. Meta also is cutting prices of Quest 2 accessories, like the Elite strap with battery. The Quest 2 is being supplanted by the Quest 3, which currently sells for $500, but Quest 2 currently plays all Quest games, save one exclusive Quest 3 title announced last month. The bill which could ban TikTok in the United States is gaining momentum. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act passed with significant bipartisan support in the House of Representatives last month, but seems to have stalled in the Senate. The House is set to vote on a revision of the bill this weekend that would give TikTok's parent company ByteDance 12 months to divest TikTok instead of the 6 months stipulated in the original measure. It is unfortunate that the House of Representatives is using cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually, TikTok said in a statement. After reporting its first quarter 2024 revenue, streaming giant Netflix unexpectedly announced that it will stop reporting subscriber numbers each quarter. The decision is seen as a sign that years of customer gains may be coming to an end. Netflix executives have urged investors to focus on revenue and operating margins when assessing the company's progress rather than customer additions. Netflix will stop reporting subscriber numbers starting Q1 of 2025. Meta just started testing its AI chatbots across WhatsApp, Instagram, and Messenger last week in India, but with the Indian general elections beginning on April 19th, the company has begun restricting election-related responses in the country. This is a new technology, and it may not always return the responses we intend, which is the same for all generative AI systems. Since we've launched, we've constantly released updates and improvements to our models, and we're continuing to work on making them better, a company spokesperson told TechCrunch. Web design and hosting platform Webflow announced that it acquired IntelliMize, a startup leveraging AI to personalize websites for unique visitors. The terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but a source familiar with the matter said the purchase price was in the eight-figure range. The majority of roughly 50 IntelliMize team members will join Webflow, but an undisclosed number of staffers either took outplacement packages or were let go and given severance. Scientists say they have found the strongest statistical evidence yet of an unknown ninth planet in our solar system. For years, some astronomers suggested that another undiscovered planet best explains unusual behavior on the edge of our solar system. Now, Konstantin Boygitin, an astronomer who helped popularize the theory, says that he and his team have found more evidence that suggests that the planet exists. After running a host of simulations to understand why objects beyond Neptune have unstable orbits, Dr. Boyajian said there are other explanations for the behavior of those objects, but the theory of Planet 9 remains the best explanation. After suspending deliveries of its stainless steel Cybertruck on Monday, Tesla issued a recall of the nearly 3,900 Cybertrucks currently out in the wild to fix a problem with the accelerator pedal. The metal accelerator pedal cover can become partially detached, allowing it to slide up and become trapped in place when the accelerator is pressed. Fortunately, applying the brake overrides the accelerator and cuts torque immediately, but that didn't prevent one owner from allegedly crashing into a light pole before he could bring a Cybertruck to a stop. The recall affects all 3,878 Cybertrucks that have been delivered, and there is no over-the-air fix. And finally, after a bit of delay, Apple has brought AirPlay to select IHG hotels throughout the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Apple first announced the ability to use AirPlay in hotels with LG TVs during last year's WWDC. The feature was supposed to be released by the end of 2023, but the feature debuted Thursday and is available on iPhones running iOS 17.3. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.